Online Gamer League. This is your boy Bruno. How you guys doing? We're back on the chase again. Told you guys we weren't gonna be away for too long. We're on it again. We're in another episode of our famous podcast. I hope everybody's doing okay in these crazy times. How you doing today, Dennis?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm glad it is Friday. You know, like everybody says, TGI Friday. So, I'm thank God it's Friday, basically. So, yeah, looking forward to my weekend.
Oh, hell yes. So, what's been going on, man? What's been going on your side? What's new?
Oh, man, what's new? I mean, you know what? Nothing really too much new that I got. I mean, I got no juice, you know, but I think we do got a guest that I might light the fire, but on mine, I ain't got no juice. Nothing for you.
Sounds good. Yes, everyone out there, like Dennis is saying, today we have a special guest. He's one of our most recent newer members joining the crew. I want everybody to meet Tyree. Tyree, send a shout out to the Long Island Gaming League players out there and let everybody know who you are and give a little bit of an intro to yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tyree. I go by the name Teos, and I am one of the newest members of the Long Island Gaming League. I've been around for a couple weeks now, you know, popping my head in and out, but now I'm here for real.
We're
glad to have you. So, Tyree, for everybody that doesn't know you out there, basically, what brought you in, what attracted you into the gaming community, into gaming, into esports? What drawed you in?
Basically, I wanted to take my gaming to the next level, whether if it was like competitive gaming or, you know, just chilling, relaxing, streaming. I wanted to take, you know, my level to the next level. And, you know, and starting at the Long Island Gaming League would, you know, is a good start.
Of course. I mean, good choice. You made good choice. Trust me. You're not gonna regret it, my man. What games basically are do you focus your knowledge and your gameplay around a certain type of game? Do you bounce around between different types and have specific games that you play? I mean, what's your repertoire in terms of?
So basically, I'm more of, you know, the shooters, mm-hmm. the shooter kind. You know, I started with Rainbow Six Siege, and that just, you know, that brought me into the gaming community because of, you know, how much I love that game and how much I want to, like, grow with the game. And starting with there was a good idea. And then now I'm getting into other games like Valorant, other games like, well, I'm starting to get back into Halo again, and, you know, I'm starting to love it.
You know, there's a new Halo coming out, right?
Yeah, it got delayed to 2020, sadly.
I was watching a couple of the pro players. They were commenting in terms of the little leak of a video from it, and I watched a little bit. It looks interesting. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I am, like, a Halo player. Like, before anything, I was a Halo player. Before Call of Duty, before Battlefield, I was a Halo player.
I hope they make a battle royale. I like the way that if it is the way the video showed the gameplay and all that, I hope that it's so open. I really do hope they come out with a battle royale. But
Halo battle royale? It will look nice. Be different, but yeah, it'll look nice.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope that happens.
Didn't they always have, like, the Halo battle royale?
It was multiplayer.
But it wasn't a battle royale.
Not open. Not open world like battle royale, like Warzone and stuff like that. It was a regular, multiplayer.
Okay. It was old school stuff for me, right? The old heads like me, that's what I used to do.
No, not old school. It was just basic. It was just a basic multiplayer online, you know, yeah. Team against team, stuff like that, objectives. There was no – I mean, Halo came out way before any Battle Royale came out. So I mean,
oh, yeah. Like yeah, to the original yeah. Xbox.
No, I remember Halo. Yeah, exactly. Well, that big brick, black brick.
Yeah, it ain't no bricks anymore. It's beautiful.
You'd be able to jump and stand on that thing. Yeah, listen, you used to be able to jump and stand on that thing. You couldn't reach a countertop, man. That thing was solid.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, Halo came before the first one. I think it was H1Z1 or something like that. So
yeah.
Halo's way before that. So there was no Battle Royale. I don't even think there was even an idea of coming out of Battle Royale, which they could have. They could have grabbed it by the horns and ran with it, but.
Yeah, they didn't. They did not.
Who knew that esports was going to be so big back when Halo came out?
Yeah, exactly.
Competitive was very different. Yeah, so
Tommy, was that the? Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I was just gonna ask. I was gonna say, so Tommy, was that like the first game that you ever played, or like what was that experience like when you got your first system and the first game?
So,
because you know what I'm saying, I'm sure a lot of people could relate to that story.
So actually, my very first system was a Nintendo GameCube that my dad gave me. And my very first game was, I think it was Sonic Adventure 2 that I played for the GameCube. So okay. I remember that. So back, like, it was such a good, clear memory to me because it was my very first system, my very first video game. And that's where it all started, was the GameCube.
Okay. Nice.
Yes. Yeah, so
everybody started at some point and something, which nowadays, if we look back at some kind of dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I still played on an Atari, for Christ's sake.
Listen, wow. It's okay. I still play on the Nintendo 64. I'm not going to blame you. Listen,
I still have my original NES.
Ooh.
That's with original games, but no boxes. And I still have to tap on the back to make it run and blow in it. And
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I remember those cartridges. Yes. Dinosaurs.
Yeah, no, my first one was Sega Genesis.
Wow,
that was my project. That's what got me into the whole video game things, and you know, Sega Genesis. And when that crapped out, then it went to Xbox. And Xbox, I've been an Xbox fan forever, despite what everybody says about it.
You know, loyal Xbox player really like me. Oh man, you know, I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah, gotta be.
Yeah, you guys are getting one before us on PS4. Xbox is coming out with a new console before PlayStation, so you guys are getting a new console by, I think, November 7th, something like that.
They said November 6th. Well, they leaked November 6th. That's what they said.
Yeah, 6 and 7, something like that. It's probably going to be Europe and China first, and then the States.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
You know how it is. PlayStation always waits to see how good or bad Xbox does, so they have an expectation of what they're going to do.
So, and what they might have to change.
Yeah, right?
So. Nah, I don't think they're going to change anything. The PS5 to me is just, it. If it is the way they make it to come out and with the way that they show it's going to come out, I don't think they need to change anything. Perfect.
Right. Tyree, did you watch the PS5 review?
I have not, but I watched, you know, I watched a little bit of it, actually. I read up on it because people were comparing it to the Xbox, like the new Xbox that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And people were saying that the new Xbox was better than the PS5. I'm just saying, that's what I read.
Okay, let's get something straight here. On paper, no, the truth being said, on paper, the Xbox, in terms of the way it's built and what it has, it is slightly better. But for some reason, side by side, the Xbox gets blown out of the water by the PlayStation. Two reasons.
So, one, yeah, I was about to say, what's the reasons?
Yeah. Well,
one, for some reason, the PlayStation performs and has let's hypothetically speaking, that we are talking about what they showed and what we saw.
Uh-huh.
Right? From both sides.
Yep.
Image, gameplay, speed, Performance. PlayStation destroys it for some reason. Don't ask me why. Although the Xbox for in terms of components is slightly better, but I don't know. Maybe the way they did the PlayStation, that the components work together better. Don't know. But the other reason I also like is you do have the two versions on the PS5 of disc and no disc. And the expandable memory, which you can connect any type of memory you want outside. You can put a new disc to it. You can. I think the PlayStation. I think this one is going to be the Xbox killer. I think so. I
listen. If the PS5 is going to sound like another jet engine, I don't want it.
No. There's I know what you're talking about when the CD starts running. Lift off. No, there's no sound. It's totally quiet. I think they even the like my PC has a system that you put on a switch and it goes silent. I think they have that integrated into the new one, which you do not hear a word. You do not hear nothing. But we're also talking about something that we saw on the screen.
That's also true.
We've never seen it in person.
Yeah, that's also true.
But I mean, at the end of the day, unfortunately, the PlayStation at some point has surpassed the Xbox every time one new one comes out.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. Come on. It's true. I mean, they both have.
No, Tyree, I'm with you, man. I'm an Xbox fan.
No, thank you, Dennis.
I got a fellow
thank
Xbox
you.
Person. Don't hold back.
I'm more of a PC guy now. Come on. I've always been a PC guy, but PlayStation's my thing. I've crossed over and back and forth. I'm you could call it, I'm like the bastard of the family. I just jump back and forth.
You know what? It's hard to play on controller nowadays because I play strictly on PC also. Well, mm-hmm. I'm starting to play on PC more, but every time I hop back and forth, it's like harder and harder to play on controller.
Oh, hell yes. And to me, just the difference of having the extra keys on the keyboard.
Exactly.
So everybody keeps talking about these extra keys. So
okay,
mm-hmm. Tyree, like what are these extra keys? Because we're Xbox people. So explain to me, what is this extra key you got? I only got four fingers. I only use like two to play the Xbox. So what are the extra keys?
So I'm going to bring it to R6 key. I'm an R6 player. So with R6, so when you're playing on controller, you know, when you have to lean, you have to aim in to lean.
Right.
Aim in, lean, left and right. On PC, you don't have to aim in to lean. You just hit Q and E, and you just lean back and forth. Those are extra keys.
Yep. You combine specific movements for just one key. While on a controller, you might actually have to use a combination of keys to do a different move.
Exactly. That's why I hate That's why I hate all the cross-platform, you know, all the cross-platform games like Call of Duty, like the new Call of Duty, and you know I'm pretty sure Fortnite is cross-platform too. I don't know, just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easier in a way, but it's just you have to. For me, that recently just changed over back to computer, and from what I remember, it used to be before I went to console from computer. It's if you start having you have the carpal tunnel and you have problems in your hands, it's a lot tougher to play on. I don't have the same response time now at 37 that I had when I was 20. Nothing compared.
Your fingers
are stuck.
Yeah, you're
it's literally my fingers get stuck. Meanwhile, on the controller, you're just using two fingers, but it's just that easy. You know, you touch that button, it does just that thing. You don't need to press two buttons or three buttons to do a combo. And the performance too. I mean, you have the performance of a PC compared to a console. PC will just the response time of any command that you put on a PC is going to destroy a console by maybe like half a second.
Okay, so it sounded like when I be putting up those W's, I'm a better player because I play on the controller. Is that what you PC guys are telling me? Is that what I'm hearing? Controller's better. We are more talented.
No.
Sorry, PC. But no. You need a lot more talent to play on the PC. And for again, on the PC, it's a lot easier for you to cheat.
Listen, I would always play on controller. Controller over PC or mouse and keyboard any day. It's just I recommend the mouse and keyboard.
Oh, yes. And it's easier for you to cheat on a PC, too.
Absolutely.
So it, you, at the end of the day, yeah, you're kind of right, Dennis, just because when you're up against somebody on a computer, I think it nowadays and more, it's a lot harder for you to actually identify a good player on a computer just because of the cheats. You never know if he's cheating, if he's not. So it's there's a lot of stuff out there that just destroys the game just because of the cheating.
Got it.
Yeah.
So Tyree, I guess I have a question to piggyback off what Bruno was kind of saying. And I'm not too familiar with that, but being a PC player yourself, and, you know, we do have a lot of listeners, a lot of gamers are PC players. What do you think, if you can think of anything possible, would solve that issue that Bruno just mentioned about how people play on PC to kind of either level the playing field or to cut back some of that cheating? What could they do to prevent that? In my opinion,
I mean, I would say, like, make the keys, like, on a mouse and keyboard, just, like, make the keys similar to, like, a regular controller, you know, don't add the extra keys, just to have an advantage over somebody that's on controller.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like a new keyboard design?
Yeah, maybe, or just... You know, just take away those extra buttons, you know?
It's simple. Just take away crossplay.
That too.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I agree with that. Keep the No. When I mean crossplay means leave the console players play against console players and PC, meaning Xbox and PlayStation have their
okay.
They can play against each other because, you know, they're consoles. And PC by themselves. I think a lot of people also use the cheats just to get that advantage over.
Yeah, that you know that does make sense. That does make sense. Yeah.
So all the cheaters can play together.
Yeah, all the cheaters on PC can play together.
No, I guarantee the cheating would drop just because they don't need to have an advantage over console players.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
I mean, it's you already have an advantage of your point. Like we're saying, you combine. Bind the movements to the
keyboard. Yeah.
Plus, you have the extremely higher response time of a gaming mouse.
Yep.
So that helps. And now you have cheats. Once you take out the equation,
the cards.
You know, it's cheating has been around forever, dude. It's not. You can't fix it. Can't fix it because there's money behind it, so there's no way to fix it. Valorant has their specific anti-cheat stuff. Tyree, we were talking about this the other day. How many times are you playing on Valorant that you actually see somebody that you could see that they're cheating?
Yep. Yeah, I remember this. Conversation.
It don't work. It's broken.
So how do you see somebody cheating though? Like how? What does that even look like? Do they change like a different color or something? Do they float when everybody else is on the ground?
You just see the way they kill you, man. That they shoot for your feet. That they're aiming for your feet, and it goes to your head. How you're behind a wall and shot, you know, stuff like that. You see it. You can see. There's things that you can see it. I mean, even in Warzone, you can spectate the player that kills you. You know how many times I watch streamers, professional streamers. They're like, oh yeah, this guy looks good. Let me, you know, they spectate the guy that kills him. Then you see the aimbot. You see that the player is moving, the crosshairs moving across the field. You don't see nobody. All of a sudden, somebody just pulls off over the mountain. Headshot.
I see that a lot in R6. Like it happens in R6 way too many times because I would watch like professional streamers playing R6, and then they get pre-fired around the corner, headshotted, and they just acute, well, they know someone's using the walling hack where you can see someone through the walls.
Yep.
And it's just crazy. Like I actually see the hack. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Wall hack, aimbot, all that.
Yep.
It's a cancer. It's the cancer of the gaming community right now.
Right.
And it's been around for ages. Even when I started playing back in the day, CS, we had stuff like that already because they could put commands into the computer, which everybody can. But you can write a command, and the command gives you that whole thing—the aimbot, the headshot, everything. It's just, I don't know that.
Yeah.
It's, oh, so it's kind of like a sense of coding. Like you could do some type of coding and you put it
basically
in.
Basically, it is.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, what it is a program that they download on the computer and the program takes over.
Yep.
It's all coding. It's all coding. And unfortunately, you're never going to be able to get rid of that because the game is coding too. So what are you going to do? You're going to put something to block the coding. You're going to block the game. It don't work. It doesn't work. They're just going to have to keep on banning 70,000 players every week. And it's going to happen.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just – it's horrible. And it's just
crazy. You know, it's crazy.
And people make money on this stuff. So, but, I mean – I didn't know they had cheating on Rainbow Six.
Oh, in R6?
Never noticed.
No, it happens a lot. So, with R6, you know, Xbox can play with Xbox players, PC can play with PC players. But a lot of players on R6 plug in their mouse and keyboards through an adapter. They plug into the Xbox. Mm-hmm. So, that right there kind of, you know, gives it like a little like cheating right there because – their response time, the accuracy and everything, the movement.
Yes.
You know, so that right there kind of just, you know, kind of breaks the game for me. Just I can notice when someone's playing on mouse and keyboard with their response time or like how fast they're moving.
Right.
And yeah, it sucks for me.
PlayStation, you can do that too.
No.
But like Call of Duty, you see the symbol next to the person. They'll have like the PlayStation symbol.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
You know right off the bat that they're on a console with a phone. But I mean, it's a rough world nowadays to be a.
And I don't know why they started doing the cross platform, like you know PC, PS4, Xbox.
People have been asking for it for a long time.
It was a bad idea, to be honest.
Yeah, I was about to say that one kind of new. It was a good idea because we have boards, right? You got your PlayStation people, you got your Xbox people. And then some of your friends are like, oh, man, I want to play with you, but I can't because you're on PlayStation. Or then you would go there to their house, and then since you use the Xbox, even though the PlayStation and the Xbox controller are similar, they're a little different. They're like, oh, this is clunky from a PlayStation. And then the Xbox was like, well, this little tinker toy. So with all that being said, it was just kind of like before PC, I would guess, got really big. But it was more of just like being able to really – play together and experience some of the same games that we always owned and just be like, all right, let's see who's really better now because there was always an excuse like, oh, I don't play PlayStation or, oh, I don't play Xbox. They're not better than me. Mm-hmm. But then they screwed it up. I guess when they put PC on.
Yeah, the PC kind of just ruined it for me.
Yeah, but what's funny was the console players were the ones that were asking for crossplay. It was never the PC. It was always console. Console's been the ones that been begging for it for years.
And you know PC what? You want the thing was probably console was probably like oh like Xbox and PS4 or PlayStation, not Xbox, PlayStation, and PC.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like us PC players back in the day did not mix physically. Not and I'm not joking with console players, tournaments, anything. No, there was no correlation. There was no joining. It was separate. Console, I think consoles feeling left out because there was so much focus on PC, so they wanted the, you know, integration. Now that they're integrated, they cry.
Yeah, they probably regret it. They're like, oh, man.
I mean, I don't think you can fix it now. I don't think you can go back now because, you know, it's once that door's open – everybody's going to want it. And you know how it is, Tyree. Us PC players, we feed on it. We'll feed on these on the console
sure
players.
Do. We sure do. We sure do.
Easy.
Got it. So Tyree, I guess let me ask you this, because I know you say Rainbow Six is your game. So for somebody such as myself or some of our listeners who are not familiar with Rainbow Six, how would you describe that game? Like, what are some of the game modes? Like, what is it about Rainbow Six that you like? Different from the other first-person shooters?
So with R6, you have – so the game is basically like an attack and a defend type game. So it's like a search and destroy from if you, you know, want to bring it to Call of Duty. You have special operators who do special thing or different things. For example, you have one who can track like a recon. You have someone who can blow open reinforced walls. You have one that can, you know, soft destruction. There's a lot of things like people, the operators can do. And the attacker's objective really is to go in, secure the objective, and win. And defenders is, well, stop the attackers from coming in and also win, you know. So it's attack and defend type game. There's different types of game modes. There's hostage, there's secure area, and there's bomb. Bomb being the most popular one because it's in pro league and rank and rank play. So yeah, that's really like what the game is based about.
Okay. Got you. No, I mean, listen, it's cool, man. It sounds like, 'cause I've never, like I said, I played it way back when, a long time ago. When it's probably nothing like it is compared now. Now, do they have like a, I guess, rankings or ranked games, like say like a Call of Duty, never mind, Apex Legends, because I play that. You'll have something where it's like, okay, you're Predator level and you're kind of like high up in there, and that's kind of what people compete for. Do they have something like that
for
Rainbow Six?
Yeah, they have a ranking system in R6. The highest is Champion and the lowest is Copper. And between there, so going from Copper to Champion, it's Copper, Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, Diamond, Champion.
Oh, wow. So it's like Valorant, basically, almost.
Where would you say basically.
Okay. And where would you say you rank within that, and where are you trying to? I mean, clearly Champion, but where are you right now? What's like maybe your goal in the next, 3 months or so?
Right now, I am a plat. I'm in Platinum. Plat 3, to be exact. My goal is to at least hit Diamond, which I could. It's not. It's hard, but I think I'm one of those players that can actually hit Diamond, unlike everyone else. But yeah.
Gotcha. So once you get to like your rank now, how do you continue to rank up? Is it a consistent thing? Does it like reset your rank? Like, do you have to keep playing to maintain that rank, or can you lose rank?
So your rank resets after or before each season. So once the new season starts, you have to play 10 matches to get your rank back. You level up your rank by winning games, basically. If you lose, you lose MMR, which is matchmaking rank, and you go down. So everyone plays to win in that game. Everyone sweats, and they're looking to get their rank up.
Wow.
I'm one of those players, by the way.
I see, man. Well,
I played it before, and you sweat a lot. It's I can't deal with it. I tried it. I gave the game back. I can't deal with it. It's just too much to do. I'm very simple. I'm like, find player, aim player, shoot player. That's it. That one is just too much. Rebuild walls and break down walls and bomb walls and protect multiple entrances and not for me.
A lot of strategy. You have a strategy, or do you feel there's a lot of strategy in that gameplay?
No, you need a lot of communication in that gameplay, in that game with, you know, if you pick up random players and they don't know what they're doing, it's hard to win games like that. That's why, you know, I try to play with at least like a full squad, or at least like 3 or 4 of us.
What is it? Remind me, it's what, 5v5,
I think? Yeah, it's 5v5, yep.
I got you.
And now, I guess the squads that you put, your crew, so to speak, you play with them frequent, like as a team thing, or is it more like casual whenever they're on and you guys get together? How do you orchestrate that?
So, basically, I play with people from my job because we all play. We all have Xbox and we all play. Sometimes I meet people online who are really cool, and like we just squad up and we're like, oh, you know, we work well together. Let's, you know, squad up more often. Yeah, basically it really.
It's funny how things work. You one day, and that's happened to me so many times. One day you just decide, yeah, let me just go play, you know, casually, and then you end up playing with a bunch of other guys that are playing together, and they're like, oh yeah, you play cool, you want to join, and then you start making friends. And
yeah,
it's strange how things work.
Yeah, I mean, I like it like that, though, because, you know, the more people I play with that like my gameplay, the more people that, you know, help me out get a better rank.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. And more possibilities of learning new things from other players.
Yeah, exactly.
Internet's a very strange thing, and they say that it's bad for you.
Interesting. So I know I'm coming off rattled off some more questions, but I got some more questions for you, Terry. So hang in there.
Yep.
Just on your rank platinum, and let's say a newcomer who's looking to join in to the Rainbow Six world and be good at it. Is there any type of match or game mode or player you think they should use if they're just getting started to kind of get to the level you're at? Or there's
so. If you're new to the game, I would recommend starting off in something called the training grounds to, you know, help with your aim, your accuracy, also helping with map knowledge, because map knowledge in that game is really, really important. Mm-hmm. Map knowledge, your accuracy, and just learning the callouts in that map as well, like on the map as well. You know, like, oh, there's someone on red stairs, to someone on 90, you know, just call us like that, you know.
It's a lot like any other shooting game, you know. You got the call outs and you got the location specific names for specific parts, and if you're playing with people that don't know the call outs, they're gonna be like, what, where, who?
Yeah, exactly. But map knowledge is the most important thing about that game.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's...
Okay. I can understand that, and I can definitely relate to the map calling, because I'm that guy that when you calling out, oh, he's right there by the, you know, the car
that
burning.
Thing.
You know
that thing.
Like, what? And yeah, that thing. That's, you know, I'm down, and then you're like, oh, man, he's down, and you come to get me, and now we all down. But, yeah, so I'm that guy. So, you know.
You said it, not me.
Duly noted.
You said it, not me.
Now, you said it, not me. I'd say a word. you're putting yourself on the chopping block, Dennis. I'm just a spectator.
Listen, I fully understand. Tyree, if you ever watch us when we all get on, and hopefully one day you'll all join us, it is a very entertaining game when I play, right? So you'll see everybody score. They'll have like 7, 13, 11. I got like 2 or 0. You know, I'm the one who goes out and takes the bullets for the team so they can rack up their shots.
You're the meat shield. You're the meat shield.
He's the decoy. He's the decoy. But then, unfortunately, if you notice, every team has a decoy.
Every team does have a decoy.
Even the pro players, sometimes when they play Warzone quads, they have 2 decoys, and it's groups, and they pair up by 2s. You have one guy that goes out and put his body out, and the other one goes from behind and shoots.
Yeah, see, there's a strategy behind that. Who knew? There's a strategy behind my.
That's what I call a support player.
It is. Yeah.
Full support player.
There is. But Dennis is not as bad as he said. Come on, people, don't believe him. He's not that bad. He just don't say that. Don't.
Yeah, I don't believe until I play with
Apex. No, I play Apex. I'm good at Apex.
That's the thing. Call it's a different game.
Rogue.
Rogue's a good game.
All that other stuff. Yeah, not so much. You know, not so much. But Apex, which nobody else plays, basically me. And if they do play, they're not on the same system. So I'm alone.
So I'm
looking forward to the first
one. Oh, Dennis, man. We're Xbox people. Hit me up.
Yo, listen, I'm going to hit you up. Now, when I put in that work, and I show you how it's going with Apex, maybe I'll cross over to that Rainbow Six, but you don't want it to be a ranked game because I'm going to mess up your rank. We're going to be out there getting blocked by everybody.
Everybody got to start somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not born taught, you know. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the work to get better. That's all it is. That's what you got to thrive to be better.
100%. Tyree, another question I got for you. What do you think is the biggest misconception when it comes to the gaming industry, in your own opinion?
Mhm. Ooh, man. To be honest, I don't really know. There's a lot, really. Too many to name.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be some real questions on here. That's what that sounds like. Oh, real questions.
It is true. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. It's just hard to pick one.
Choose the first couple that come to your mind. Let's see where it goes. Let's see where the conversation takes us. But I'm just curious because, you know, Bruno, myself, you, we all play games. We've all played games on different levels and have our own opinions. But seeing how the industry has really grown as you're coming into it, there might be some misconceptions that even we may think is like, oh, that's not really how it is. So I'm just curious what your feedback is on that. There's no right or wrong answer, but just the honest one.
To go back, what we said earlier about the cross platform, you know, that's just the biggest one I can really think of. Because ever since with all that happening, it's just, it ruins some gameplay for other players and some players just like stop playing the game because of it.
Yep.
And, you know, and so that game would lose players because of the cross play, you know? So that's only like the only thing I can really think of on top of my head, of course.
But I mean, it's a good, I guess that's a good point, because I wouldn't have thought that thing that seemed to be so great for a lot of gamers is also something that's been a very big deterrent for some gamers, and it's not talked about. You know, nobody's really commenting on it,
it's talked about. It's just nothing's been done about it.
The game manufacturers still pushing forward with it.
Yeah, there's nothing. Gaming, the developers are just not doing nothing. That's all it is. The community talks about it all the time, every day.
And you know, it sucks because now every game that comes out now is going to be cross-platform.
Or some point or something, yep.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Halo is going to be cross-platform by, you know, over time. I'm pretty sure, like, sports games like 2K.
No, because that's not a PS. That's not a PS.
Oh, you're right.
But you can... It might be they can cross to PC because
Microsoft. Yep.
Exactly.
That's the only thing, and then now Xbox players will be going against someone with mouse and keyboard, and that's the only thing that sucks with us about that. 2K like sporting games.
Yeah.
You know, all battle royales, I'm pretty sure, are becoming cross platform, like Fortnite, and I'm pretty sure PUBG now is cross platform.
Nope. Nope, they have their own. If you're on PC, you're on PC. If you're on console, you're on console. If you're mobile, you're mobile. All separate service.
Are they really?
Oh hell yes. No mixes.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Warzone then.
No, the PUBG actually, I think is the only one that was around that I don't know about H1Z1.
I haven't played H1Z1, so I couldn't really say.
PUBG, no, they're specific to whatever platform you're on, so they don't cross.
Oh,
the gameplay is different. You look at a PC, the way you play it on PC, the way you play it on mobile, the way you play it on console, it's very, even the whole image is different. So it's you can't crossplay. It's impossible.
Yeah, so it just must be just Warzone then I'm thinking of.
I'm trying to think if there's any other one. Well, Apex has, I think.
Apex is strictly like a platform, like Xbox.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they're going to be doing. They're looking to introduce crossplay. We believe in Apex. Season 6 this next season coming up. I think in August or April or soon, 18th or something like that. It's looking there. We'll see if it's going to happen.
Watch them break the game.
They might lose me.
I might experience this heartache that you guys feel when you let everybody else into the playground. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think they should not touch something. What's not broken doesn't need to be fixed.
So, I guess to both of you guys, why do you think the manufacturers do it? Why do you think, even though it's being, you know, screamed out there, why do you think the manufacturers just aren't listening?
Money?
I was just about to say that. Probably because of the money.
Yep.
I agree with both of you guys. I mean, that was
all about the cash, all about the shkarol at the end of the day. That's what makes the world go round, and in this industry, it makes it go round a lot quick.
Yeah, no, 100%. I would definitely, I agree with you guys. That's kind of why I asked it, just from not knowing it from that perspective of how it causes issues in the gameplay. But if it's been as spoken about as you guys was mentioning, and they're still pushing it, it's definitely about that dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah.
There's other simple stuff that they need to fix. It. They don't even – they don't – like – I'll pick an example. Warzone right now, you probably heard about the whole there's a glitch on Warzone right now.
What's the glitch? Other than me getting kicked out every 5 seconds.
No, that might actually be a part of the same thing, but there's a glitch when you go into Warzone that two things happen. When you go into the gulag, your gun, have the view, your gun disappears and it's just a big whole mesh of triangles and blocks.
So
you don't know where you're pointing. You can't aim, nothing. And then...
Yep, wait, you have no reticle?
Nothing. No reticle? You can't do nothing. You see nothing.
That's
great. And then you get a black screen and it doesn't come back. You have to restart the game. That was something else that it did. It was a kind of a gun glitch. Like, for example, yes, I was watching yesterday night before I went to bed, Tim the Tatman was streaming. It was the afternoon. He was about to start a $50,000 prize pool Warzone competition. Trios, black screen. He couldn't fix it. He got the glitch, black screen. One of the guys that was with him, Gulag, black screen. And then this has been going on for almost like a couple of days. And I think Infinite Ward put out that they know there's a glitch. It's mostly on PC. It's very rarely on consoles. But they say that there's no ETA to fix it. Meanwhile, you have multiple multi-thousand-dollar tournaments, official tournaments going on each day. They're not stopping the tournaments, and this stuff is destroying everything. So that's like that, you know, those things which are so simple, which they know there's a problem, they know what it is, they're not fixing that. You think they're going to fix crossplay? Hell no.
And that's when you start losing players.
Yep. The community is pissed.
Yeah.
That never happened to me, thank God, but I was watching it. There was other guys that this was happening. I'm like, how do you not fix this?
And like,
have two updates in 2 days, but you don't fix
bugs. two updates that are over like a terabyte a day. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, just the nerf guns and buff guns, but no bug fix. People are going to stop playing until the bug gets fixed. That's what's going to happen. Stupid.
Talk about it.
And it might actually have something to do with what was going on with you, Dennis. I wouldn't be surprised if that whole bug also has to do with that.
Maybe. I mean, I'm on the Xbox, but maybe.
It doesn't make a difference.
Tyree, you going to say something. What were you going to say before?
No. I was just going to say, it's just crazy because – like with R6, because R6, they fix their bugs, like with each update they have, you know, and they see the bug, and like they just hop on it. Like, cause there was this one operator where she can shoot through her shield without moving her shield, and she just got to.
That's sick.
Yep, and it ruined the game, and people would just stop playing, and like when R6 saw it, they're like, yeah, we're just gonna disable that operator for like 3 months.
Even Fortnite was the same thing. Fortnite, when something happens, they put all their people on it, and in 24 hours, it's fixed.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, it's kind of funny that Apex has a new character that's actually her one of her passives, where she can shoot through her shield. So some games, it's a problem, and then Apex is like, you know what? We can use that to our advantage. So it's interesting to see how her gameplay is going to be, but... Is that the
season 6 one?
Yeah, that's one of her benefits. I think her name is Rampart or something like that. But her passive is she puts up a shield and she has a machine gun turret and she can shoot through her shield and hit the enemy.
Oh, that's man. Well, Apex can see me season 7. that is broken. That is broken.
They just started off broken is what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, and then they're gonna, I don't know what they're gonna do, but man,
they don't seem to have too many glitches. Like similar to what you guys are saying, there's not too many that I would say I've encountered. I'm sure they've had some, like the hitbox. Mm-hmm. Some of the hitboxes have been in some of the players. Yeah. But other than that, it's not been too bad.
Oh, I was just watching. I just found the thing. This was the tweet. Like I was talking about it. We currently fast tracking a fix to address the recent graphical corruption bugs some may be seeing on weapons and around the map in Warzone. We are targeting to release this fix as soon as possible. Yeah, that'll be 3 to 4 weeks. This was yesterday.
That was, wow. All right.
Wow.
That was the tweet that they officially put out yesterday. Yeah. Weapon glitch happens, especially on PC. Needs a full patch update to fix. So that means basically it's going to be another 30 gig
update
download. Yep. Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
That's exactly what it's gonna be. That's exactly what it's gonna be. It's gonna suck.
It is gonna suck. It's gonna be another day of downloading.
Well, that deletes some of your old games. So Tyree, because another question, because we know we don't want to keep everybody here too long, but another question I have for you. Being in Rainbow Six and being a Rainbow Six player, is there anybody that you kind of like to watch? Or that inspires you, that you kind of learn from to be a better player?
Oh, man. There's a lot, actually. The main one is Macy J. He's okay. A Twitch streamer. He has, like, a lot of tips and tricks with R6. And he just brings all those tricks and applies it in ranked play. And he basically creates metas in that game, basically.
There you go. Do you watch also like YouTube videos and stuff like that? With
like
we have on Warzone, that they show you how to use, how to do, how to set up, where to go, this and that.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's how I learned some of the callouts.
Okay.
On certain maps, like don't laugh, but there's a callout called Banana. I'm not gonna explain what it is, but there's a callout called Banana.
is that a call out for something that's happening or a position on the map?
Position of the map.
Yeah, CS on CS we have one too. There's an alleyway that does a turn and they call it the banana.
Yep. That's exactly what it is on a certain map. Yep.
It's simple. Well, keep it and simple.
Interesting.
Yeah, I also watch a lot
Might
of like,
be that guy who'd be like banana.
Where's the banana? Who's eating a banana?
Dan's gonna say
exactly. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Banana. I'm like, yo, banana, man, banana. I just told you banana. I'm like, yo, bro, do I look like I'm making a sundae? Okay. I don't know what the hell banana is.
I'm not hungry now, sir. We don't want no banana.
Exactly. I get it. You're like, yo, he just got the whole squad killed.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis the man who called out banana just for no reason. He died from the guy on banana. It's like, yo, I died by the guy on the balcony. Oh, you mean banana? Oh, wait, that's a banana? Yeah, that's banana. Oh,
yeah. It's call outs like that, unfortunately.
Nah, you gotta
the new guys don't know. You gotta learn it.
Yep.
It is what it is. I do have one question for you.
Oh,
before this whole craziness of COVID, you were just strictly playing at home, or you had locations that you would go play and do tournaments?
Strictly from home. I would come home from work, because I would get off in the afternoon. I would only work the morning shift and come off in the afternoon. Then I would just come home and, you know, just game. I'd make sure my family's good before I start, really.
Okay. So you don't normally go to, like, LAN centers and stuff like
that? No, I've never been to a LAN tournament, actually.
Really?
Would you ever want to?
I would love to go to a LAN tournament. It just seems like those are one of, like, it's on my bucket list. It's on my bucket list somewhere.
Gotcha.
Whether it's really like just watching or participating in one, I just feel like LAN tournaments are it's a better experience than, you know, online play.
Much different experience for sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, so pretty much we're going to wrap things up. But Tyree, is there anything that you want to say or, you know, put out there? There's a lot of people listening. that you want to say? And if not, definitely let people know how they can find you, how they can follow you, and how they can connect with you.
Floor's yours, man.
All right. So people can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/officialTaos, TAOS. And basically all my social media is on there. You guys can also subscribe to me on Twitch as well, because I'm now a Twitch affiliate.
Lucky you.
I don't want to brag or anything.
No, this whole time you just now, we ain't gonna tell you Twitch affiliate. You be trying to get that, man. That's good news, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so everyone can subscribe to me on Twitch as well. You can also follow me on Instagram at @officialTaos_, where I'll be posting some of my game clips as well.
There you go.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now I gotta ask this. I kind of know the answer, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Your gamer tag Taos, does that have any specific meaning? Does it mean anything? Does it stand for anything? Maybe you want to share with the people.
Okay, so a lot of people ask me this. Why? So people say, why Taos? And basically the meaning behind it is the ace of spades. So with me, I love to shuffle a lot of like cards. Like I have a lot of decks in my room. I just like to shuffle cards just for fun. Mm-hmm. And each card or in each deck, the ace of spades has a different pattern or a different shape. Okay. On, you know, in the deck. So it stands out from the deck. So basically to me, that means it's different, it's better, performs better, and it's better of value. So that's me. I'm Taos. I'm different. I'm better value. I'm the best out of the whole deck.
Damn.
The deck meaning I like the deck it. Meaning the deck meaning just like everyone else in the world, like just, you know, other players or streamers or competitive players.
See, man, that's glad I asked, man, because that's dope.
Yeah.
It's called confidence. That's what you need.
That's exactly what I need.
100%, man. You put your affiliate, so you know what I'm saying? So you in the right direction.
You surpassed me. That's, you know what I mean? Not nice, that's man.
I'm sorry, Bruno. I had to.
God, I'm still at 40.
Oh, yeah?
God, killing me.
I don't even know how to get there, but I know a lot of people want to get there, so I'm happy you made that goal.
Oh, hell,
you know,
yeah.
To get there, so
yeah.
Bruno, any last questions or words from you?
I'm good, man. I got all my questions answered, and I think we went more than just scratched the surface, and I can say from my side and from what I see inside of, you know, the Long Island Gaming League, that everybody's very happy to have Tyree with us, and see a very bright future in front of us with him, and even his personal future. I see big things coming to the Mr. Twitch affiliate.
Yeah, I see.
Yes, sir.
Have a bright future with you guys. I see it.
Definitely. That's what we're here for. Good, here to help.
Man. I'm glad, man. Exactly, man. We try to stay true to what we believe in when it comes to the whole esports world, and really supporting our gamers and supporting the community. So we appreciate that, your confidence in us. So for all the listeners, I'm getting ready to wrap it up. You know, we really appreciate you guys listening in. As you know, we try to put out more and more content. We're going to continue to do that on a regular basis. What I do want to say is that Tyree is also available for sponsorships for anybody who is looking to sponsor a gamer. Get your name out there. As he mentioned, he is now Twitch affiliated. So definitely make sure to reach out to Tyree for any sponsorship opportunities. Definitely a great gamer in the Rainbow Six Arena. He's diamond, baby. So he's definitely making moves. Wanted to say that. Again, thank you all the listeners, the parents, the students, the collegiates, the distributors, manufacturers, everybody in the esports world who tunes into our podcast. We really appreciate it. You can find us on Twitch. You can find us on Anchor. You'll find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. Any particular platform that has sound, we're there. Just type in LI Gaming League and we'll pop up. So we look forward to connecting with you guys, and stay tuned for our next episode. and we are out.
Peace.